Welcome back to One Visit Away with your host, Kevin Fitzpatrick. This show focuses on true stories of philanthropy in order to understand what it takes to succeed in major gift fundraising. Listen to these stories, and you'll realize you're just one visit away from a transformational experience for your benefactors and your organization. You don't need a new CRM. Earlier this week, I had a conversation with someone. He just got a new job doing fundraising at a small organization, you know, like sub $1 million annual budget place. And one of the first things he brought to my attention in our call was, you know, our CRM sucks. I'm thinking about getting a new one. Like, what do you think about that? And basically what I told him was, you don't need a new CRM. I was like, okay, maybe you do, but you don't need one to start getting some quick wins at the organization. And the reason I brought this to his attention is it just got me kind of started thinking about how I would go about fundraising if I just got a new job working in major gifts somewhere. And I look back to what I did when I first got started. When I was hired right out of college, I was given a goal for the first year. I was supposed to raise $100,000 in that first year. I surpassed that number in the first 90 days. And I did it by just getting on the phone with people, getting as many visits scheduled as possible, having events in people's homes, going back to my hometown of New Orleans. I had my grandma host an event for us. That was my first ever fundraising event. And after that, I had another one through a referral. Someone had it at their house. That one raised some more money. And I just started getting leads, following up on them, asking for gifts, and put over $100,000 in the bank in the first 90 days. And when I did that, that gave, that let people know immediately that I was very serious about this job. And it gave me a ton of influence early on at the organization. Now, I'm not saying this is always the case in every organization or that should be your goal. But if you're at an organization that has a list of donors that you can work with, on top of that, they have a mission that's effective and they've got a vision of where they want to increase it. They've got a cost to achieve that vision and a timeline to get it done. If you've got those things in place, which by the way, don't take the job if they don't have those things in place. But if they do, go start making progress with that, especially if you're working at a smaller organization. You're probably working at some type of organization that the work that you do matters today. You're not trying to put another $10 billion in some massive university's endowment. That's a different story then. There are people who are starving in our community today. We have a solution that can go help them. And all we need is some more money to go start helping people right now. If you're working at that type of organization, you can raise money quickly. There's no reason that you have to wait around for 3 years before you ask somebody for a $10,000 gift. And so my advice to this person was, you might need a new CRM, but every new fundraiser, not everyone, but I would say every new fundraiser has a tendency to focus on the things that aren't actually going to put money in the bank today, because going out to talk to people and schedule visits and ask people for money is scary for pretty much every fundraiser I have ever met. And so the more you can tell yourself, I am going to delay doing the other stuff until I start getting some wins in the bank, the better. And so, you know, this person, their goal was to raise, I'm not going to say exactly what the number was because I want to make sure all this is super confidential, but it was a very modest number. Let's call it $50,000 in the first year. I was like, you should go raise that in the first 90 days. I would go blow people's minds with how quickly you accomplish this goal. Because if you do that, then when it comes to the question of should we get a new CRM, if you're the person that is bringing in the money, making stuff happen, getting after it, causing a new level of excitement in the organization and in the leadership to think that maybe we can grow to be bigger than we ever thought possible. If you're that person, if you say that we should get a new CRM, people listen and they're going to say yes quickly, because if you're the person that makes those things happen, you have a lot more influence over the organization than the person who starts whining about the CRM in the first week, never goes on a visit, never closes any gifts, and then winds up getting fired 6 months later. So I'm not, even though this is supposed to be a little provocative in the title that you don't need a CRM, you might actually need a CRM, but if you can start raising money first and start getting some wins, it's going to give you way more influence over getting people to make the decision to actually get the CRM or whatever else really needs to happen. Because until you can prove that you can actually do the difficult work of scheduling visits, going on them, getting to know the donors, asking, following up, and closing gifts, people don't really care what you have to say about the CRM. So hope that helps. I know it's Friday when this episode is coming out, so you might not listen to this until Monday, but when Monday morning comes around, I hope you start picking up the phone like a crazy person who has to get in front of as many people as possible. Because at the end of the day, the fundraisers that are making the most money, having the most impact in their community, having the most freedom over their schedules are the ones that bring in a lot of money and can do it consistently and repeatedly and duplicate it. So go start scheduling some visits. I hope this episode has inspired you to do that. If it did, please leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Remember, you're just one visit away from growing your mission and your impact.